ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम 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 श्री महागणपतये नमः। ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातं जगत् सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। यैरिमे गुरुभिः पूर्वं पदवाक्यप्रमाणतः व्याख्याता सर्ववेदान्तास्तान्नित्यं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्। ॐ शन्नो मित्रशं वरुणः शन्नो भवत्वर्यमा शन्न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः शन्नो विष्णुरुरुक्रमः। नमो ब्रह्मणे नमस्ते वायो त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि त्वामेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतु तद्वक्तारमवतु अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारम्। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। शीक्षां व्याख्यास्यामः वर्णस्वरः मात्राबलं सामसन्तानः इत्युक्तः शीक्षाध्यायः। सह नौ यशः सह नौ ब्रह्मवर्चसम् अथातः संहिताया उपनिषदं व्याख्यास्यामः। पञ्चस्वधिकरणेषु अधिलोकमधिज्यौतिषमधिविद्यमधिप्रजमध्यात्मम् तामहासंहिता इत्याचक्षते। We read until this. In this third Anuvakaha, Upanishad just mentions the Upasanam, Samhitopasanam. We can remember that in this first chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad, known as Sikshavalli, Upanishad presents actually five upasanani, pancha upasanani, five meditations. Just mentions these upasanani or discusses these upasanani. Upanishad does not teach exactly how these meditations should be practiced. As is said, we are not eligible to practice these meditations. Still, Upanishad mentions these meditations in order to help us, make us understand the importance of preparing our mind for the attainment of jnanam. So upasanani are the disciplines. Upasanani form the discipline to be practiced for antahkarana naishchalyam. Along with the discipline of karma yoga, the meditations is also prescribed by the Shastram in order to have antahkarna shuddhi and antahkarna naischalyam, mental purification and mental steadiness. It is very natural for anyone to have a very, very restless, agitated mind. So one needs to practice this discipline of meditation in order to calm the restless, agitated mind. And here we saw the reason. Shankara Bhagavatpada in his commentary mentioned that these students who are given the lessons here are actually the ones who would have already gone through the Veda Adhyayanam. Veda Adhyayanam, which itself is a discipline. The focus was only on memorizing, listening to the words, and memorizing the words. Now, the attention has to be shifted from the mean words to the understanding of the meanings of the words of the Upanishad. In Upanishad study, it is not enough if we mechanically learn to chant the words, chant the mantras. The most important thing here is to understand meanings of the words of the Upanishadic statements. To understand the meanings of the words of the Upanishad, to retain what has been understood, and to assimilate what has been retained, it is very important for one to have meditative, contemplative, mental disposition. Therefore, it is not easy for the student to directly shift one's attention from mere chanting to the understanding of the meanings, and also to retain and assimilate them. Therefore, in between, before taking the student to the understanding of the meanings, Upanishad just prescribes meditations as a discipline to enable a student to become eligible, qualified for the understanding of the meanings of the words. So here Upanishads are mentioned for us to understand that such a discipline called meditation exists, and these Upanishads are meant for only mental preparation for the attainment of jnanam. Meditation does not remove ignorance. So meditation is not an end of everything. Meditation is not the ultimate discipline. Meditation is the discipline to be practiced before the attainment of jnanam, to become eligible for the attainment of jnanam. Therefore, Upanishad here mentions this upasanani. In the very first chapter, there are five meditations prescribed here in this. And the first of the five meditations is here Samhita Upasanam or Samhitopasanam, otherwise known as Samhitopanishad. We are going to see later on Vyakhruti Upasanam, then Antarhridaya Upasanam, Pankta Brahma Upasanam, and Omkara Upasanam. These are the five meditations discussed in the first chapter. Now we are only seeing the first of the five. The first of the five meditations is this Samhitopasanam. We saw the meaning of the word Samhita last class itself. conjunction of letters. Combination of letters in grammar, which is known as sandhi, is said to be samhita here. And these samhita upasanam or sandhi upasanam, otherwise known as samhita upanishad, involves four factors. Let me make it very clear before we enter into the actual text. Here upasanam means atasmin tadbuddhihi. Upasanam means atasmin tadbuddhihi. Tasmin tadbuddhihi, seeing something as it is jnanam. If you look at the tree as tree, it is tasmin tadbuddhihi. Do not see the tree as something else. Seeing the tree as tree is jnanam. Tasmin tadbuddhihi. Atasmin tadbuddhihi. I explained this last class. Seeing the rope as the rope is jnanam. But seeing the rope as a snake, seeing the snake on a rope is atasmin tadbuddhihi. This is superimposition. And if the superimposition is done unknowingly, it is erroneous perception, it is adhyasaha, adhyaropaha. But here adhyaropaha is not unknowingly, then adhyaropaha, knowingly, deliberately, then superimposition. The superimposition of what? Ishvara is superimposed upon any small thing. All that is here is Ishvara. Everything is manifestation of Bhagavan. Everything here is the manifestation of the only reality looked upon as Ishvara. Therefore, anything and everything in this universe, any one given aspect can become a symbol, an alambanam, a support to visualize Ishvara, the whole. Even though Ishvara is not anything in the world, everything in the world is Ishvara. Therefore, it is possible for us to take any one given aspect of this world as an alambanam, a support, a symbol of Ishvara. Even though Ishvara is not that, but this on which Ishvara is invoked is Ishvara. This is deliberate superimposition. This is upasanam. And here, in this samhitopasanam, otherwise known as samhitopanishat, we take only the letters of the words of the Veda mantras. To give an example, always this word is taken, ishetva. Ishetva, if we take ishe and tva. Ishe and tva. Let me give the meaning of this very word later on. Let me make it very clear. Two words of the mantra are taken. Not we are choosing the words. Upanishad itself prescribes. Indefinitely, when Samhita Upasams are prescribed, Upanishad herself prescribes some words. But here Upanishad just mentions the upasanam. So two words of the Upanishad mantra are taken. The final letter of the preceding word. The preceding word is said to be the prior word or the word on the right side. From the standpoint of book, there's two words. The preceding word and the following word. Prior word and the posterior word. The final letter of the final letter of the preceding word is taken as Purvarupam, the prior form. And that final letter itself is taken as an Alambanam. On that final letter, a given Devata will be visualized. One given Devata is visualized upon that one letter. That letter becomes an Alambanam for the Devata. Similarly, the following word, the first letter of the following word, also is taken as an Alambanam, which is called Uttararupam. The final letter of the preceding word is said to be Purvarupam. The first letter of the following word is said to be Uttararupam. Purvarupam, Uttararupam. In between these two letters, the Purvarupam and Uttararupam, in between these two letters, the final letter of the preceding word and the first letter of the following word, there is a space where these two letters face, they meet, they come together. The space in between the preceding letter and the following letter, the first letter of the following word and the final letter of the preceding word, in between the space where these letters meet, that meeting place is said to be Sandhihi. Sandhihi also becomes an Alambanam for another Devata. When two letters come together, sometimes no change happens. In Sanskrit grammar, when two letters come together, another letter does not need to come sometimes. But in some situations, another extra letter comes and joins there, which is not there already. So one more extra letter which comes and joins as per the Sandhi rules, the rules pertaining to the euphonic combination of sounds, letters. So preceding letter, following letter, intermediate space between these two letters, and another letter which comes and joins in keeping with the Sandhi rule, that letter also becomes another Alambanam, which is said to be Sandhanam. Let me remind you again, Purvarupam, Uttararupam, Sandhihi and Sandhanam. Sandhihi is the space where the preceding following letters meet. Sandhanam is another letter which comes and joins newly. As a result of these two letters coming together, in keeping with Sandhi rule, that newly arriving letter is said to be Sandhanam. Now here in this Samhita Upanishad, these four factors involved in Samhita, the combination of letters, conjunction of letters, are taken to be alambanani, symbols, support, to visualize devatas of different fields. So in this Samhita Upasanam itself, we have objects of different fields, different areas. So here, Samhita Upasanam is one word, meaning the meditation upon devatas of five different fields, five different areas. Samhitopasanam is a meditation on different devatas. It is a group of five, a set of five meditations, a set of five upasanani, a set of five meditations together is said to be Samhitopasanam. So in each upasanam, there are four devatas. As we saw last class, I mentioned it earlier. The first is Adhilokam, means Adhiloka Samhitopasanam is the first meditation, or a set of five meditations which constitute Samhitopasanam, meant by one word Samhitopasanam, has Adhiloka Upasanam, Adhiloka Samhitopasanam is the first one. Adhi Jyotisha Samhitopasanam is second one. Then Adhividya Samhitopasanam, Adhipraja Samhitopasanam. In this manner, we have a set of five meditations in this one upasanam known as Samhitopasanam. So in each of this five, we'll have four devatas. Four devatas are Upasya Vishayaha. Upasya Vishayaha. Four devatas. Why do you use the term devata? Even though we use the term lokaha, Adhiloka Samhitopasanam, when I say Adhiloka Samhitopasanam, meditation upon the worlds, meditation upon luminaries, meditation upon the members involving involved in having a progeny or family. Then aspects are associated with the knowledge. Then we have different objects of meditation are taken from different fields or different areas. But all these objects are not at all looked upon as some inert bundle of energy. Every phenomenon of any area or field is looked upon with tremendous reverence as Devata. Therefore, I say four aspects or factors belonging to, pertaining to the worlds, or four Devatas. Meditated upon these four letters, preceding letter, following letter, four aspects of the Sandhi, preceding letter, following letter, in intermediate space, and the arriving letter. So, Purva Rupam, Uttara Rupam, Sandhi, Sandhanam. Purva Rupam, Uttara Rupam, Sandhi, Sandhanam. All these I did explain in my class on the Mula Grantha, original text. Still, I'm repeating so that you will not forget. So, with this understanding, let us chant the verse, the words of the mantra, then we'll see each upasana. Also, Bhagavad Pada's commentary on these words. I said these four factors involved in conjunction of letters as Purva Rupam, Uttara Rupam, Sandhi, Sandhanam. On these four factors, great Devatas are visualized. Therefore, even these conjunctions are said to be, conjunctions of letters are said to be Mahasamhitaha, great Samhitas. Ordinary letters, just they come together, the combination of letters happens. But still, these combinations of letters or conjunctions of letters are said to be great conjunctions of letters, great samhitas, and meditations are also great meditations, said to be great meditations, because devatas are invoked upon these ordinary letters, ordinary aspects pertaining to the sandhi, combination of letters. Now, first is athadhilokam. 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 The first samhitopasanam is adhiloka samhitopasanam, wherein the factors pertaining to the worlds are taken for visualization, meditation. So the final letter of the preceding word, the Purva Rupam, here is Prithivi. Prithivi Purva Rupam. Now when you come across, when you hear these words, Purva Rupam, Uttara Rupam, Sandhi, Sandhanam, you know what these four factors are. Prithivi Purva Rupam, Dyauruttara Rupam, Akasha Sandhi, Vayu Sandhanam, Ityadhilokam. That's all. Ityadhilokam, there ends the first meditation. The mention of first meditation ends there. Prithi athadhilokam prithivi purvarupam dyauruttararupam nadas akashas sandhihi dyauruttararupam akashas sandhihi vayusandhanam ityadhilokam. Next, athadhi jyotisham, agnif purvaropam, aditya uttararopam, apasandhihi, vaidyutasandhanam, ityadhi jyotisham. Here ends the second Samhitopasanam known as Adhijyotisha Samhitopasanam. Here the luminaries are visualized upon, meditated upon these four aspects of conjunction of letters. The third one, Athadividyam. Here begins Atha Adhividyam Samhitopasanam involving the four devatas or factors pertaining to knowledge, learning. Acharya Purvaropam Antevasyuttararopam Vidya Sandhihi. In each Upasanam, repeatedly you hear these words. Purva Rupam, Uttara Rupam, Sandhihi, Sandhanam. Please make a note. The word Sandhihi in grammar means Samhita. Conjunction of letters, combination of letters. But here, technically, the word sandhihi here means the intermediary space where the two preceding and following letters meet. So, the alambanani are the same four letters, four aspects of conjunction of letters. Purvarupam, Uttararupam, Sandhihi, Sandhanam. They are the same. In each meditation, Alambanani do not change. Alambanam does not change. The Upasakaha does not change. Same meditator is meditating on these. Same Alambanani. But objects of meditation, the devatas invoked are different in each Upasana. Same Upasakaha, same Alambanani, but Upasya devatas are not the same. That is why we call there five Upasanani. Means what? In five meditations, meditator is the same. Alambanani, the symbols are the same. But Upasya Devataha, the objects of meditation are different. Therefore, we call them five meditations. So, in each meditation, devatas or aspects pertaining to a given field are taken. Therefore, in five meditations, totally 20 devatas are meditated upon. അഥാധിവിദ്യം ആചാര്യ പൂർവരൂപം അന്തേവാസ്യുത്തരൂപം വിദ്യാസന്ധി പ്രവചനകും സന്ധാനം ഇത്യധിവിദ്യം അഥാധിപ്രജം. നോ അഥാധിപ്രജം, ഹിയർ ബിഗിൻസ് അനദർ മെഡിറ്റേഷൻ. അധിപ്രജ സംഹിതോപാസനം. ഇൻ ദിസ് ഉപാസനം ദി ഫോർ ഫാക്ടേഴ്സ് ഓഫ് എ ഫാമിലി ഓർ പ്രോജനി ആർ ബിക്കം ദി ഉപാസ്യ ദേവതാസ്. അഥാധിപ്രജം മാതാ പൂർവരൂപം പിതോത്തരൂപം പ്രജാസന്ധി പ്രജനനകം സന്ധാനം ഇത്യധിപ്രജം. അഥാധ്യാത്മം, ഹിയർ കംസ് ദി ഫിഫ്ത് മെഡിറ്റേഷൻ. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് അധ്യാത്മ സംഹിതോപാസനം. അധ്യാത്മ സംഹിതോപാസനം, ദ വേർഡ് ആത്മ ഹിയർ മീൻസ് ദി ബോഡി. സോ ദി ഫാക്ടേഴ്സ് പെർട്ടൈനിങ് ടു ദ ഫിസിക്കൽ ബോഡി ഓർ ദി ഉപാസ്യ ദേവതാസ് ഹിയർ. അധരാഹന പൂർവരൂപം ഉത്തരാഹനോരുത്തരൂപം വാക്സന്ധി ജിഹ്വാസന്ധാനം ഇത്യധ്യാത്മം. Here ends all five-fold samhitopasana, five-fold meditations of samhita. Iti iti ma maha samhitah, iti ma maha samhitah, iti imaha iti thus or ഇമാഹ ദീസ് മഹാസംഹിതാഹ മഹാസംഹിതാഹ. ദീസ് ആർ ഗ്രേറ്റ് കൺജങ്ഷൻസ് ഓഫ് ലെറ്റേഴ്സ് ഹാവിംഗ് ദി ഹോണർ ഓഫ് ബീങ് ദ സിംബൽസ് ഓഫ് ഗ്രേറ്റ് ദേവതാസ്. യയേവമേതാ മഹാസംഹിതാ വ്യാഖ്യാതാ വേദ സന്ധീയതേ പ്രജയാ പശുഭിഃ ബ്രഹ്മവർച്ചസേന്നാദ്യേന സുവർഗേണ ലോകേന. ജസ്റ്റ് ഐ വോണ്ട് ടു റീഡ് ഔട്ട് വൺസ്, വിൽ സീ എവറി വേർഡ് ഫ്രം ദ ബിഗിനിങ്. സോ ദി ലാസ്റ്റ് ലൈൻ, യഏവം ഏത മഹാസംഹിതാഹ വ്യാഖ്യാതാഹ വേദ. ഹൂ എവർ പ്രാക്ടീസസ് ദിസ് മെഡിറ്റേഷൻ ഓൺ ദീസ് സം ഗ്രേറ്റ് കൺജങ്ഷൻസ് ഓഫ് ലെറ്റേഴ്സ് മെഡിറ്റേഷൻ ഓൺ ദീസ് ആസ് മെൻഷൻഡ് ഹിയർ, ദറ്റ് പേഴ്സൺ ഈസ് ബ്ലെസ്ഡ് വിത്ത് പ്രോജനി, പ്രോസ്പെരിറ്റി ഓഫ് cattle wealth, and not only that, he also blessed, be blessed with brahma varchas, and also abundance of food, and finally he also be blessed with heaven, life in heaven. This is the literal meaning of the palashruti. Palashruti of the palashruti means the statement of Vedas, Upanishad mantras, which discuss, which present the benefit of practicing this meditation. Palashruti is also mentioned here. When the what is the benefit one can reap, one can have as a result of practicing meditation? That's also mentioned here. Always Palashruti is mentioned in every stotram, everywhere Palashruti is mentioned. So that when people read the Palashruti, when they understand what all the benefits they have, they can gain as a result of practicing this meditation or reciting a given stotram, and they will be more interested in doing it. The promise of benefit will encourage a person to do that. It can be chanting, it can be reciting, it can be practice of meditation. Definitely, this is for encouragement. And also it reveals a fact, no effort in terms of practice of meditation or chanting of mantra will ever go waste without producing any phalam. That's also highly implied here. Okay, let us see from the beginning. Athadhi lokam prithivi purvaropam dyauruttararopam akashasandhihi vayusandhanam ityadhi lokam. So here, in this adhiloka samhitopasanam, Purvarupam, the prior form is Prithivi. Prithivi Devata. Prithivi, whole attention has to go to Prithivi Devata. Prithivi Devata means here the world. Here is Prithivi Devata. Dyauruttararupam, dyauhu uttararupam. So the posterior form or the later, the following form is dyauhu heaven, stands for heaven. The following letter stands for heaven. In this adhiloka upasanam. So now in between the earth and the bhulokaha and swargalokaha, dyauhu is equal to swargalokaha, prithivi is equal to bhulokaha. Between bhulokaha, prithivi, and dyauhu, the swargalokaha, in between what is this intermediary space, otherwise known as bhuvarlokaha. And bhuvarlokaha is meant by the word akashaha. Akashasandhihi. Now the intermediary space known between the two letters meant by the word sandhihi stands for akashaha. Akashaha is intermediary space otherwise known as bhuvarlokaha. This intermediary space in between Bhuloka and Swargaloka. Now in all these worlds, what is that which is there pervading? Vayuhu. And here, the arriving letter, when these two preceding letter and following letter come together, meet in this space, there what comes and joins is the arriving letter, and that stands for, that is known as Sandhanam. Sandhanam is what? Vayuhu. Sandhanam is Vayuhu. This is Iti Adhilokam. Iti thus ends the Adhiloka Samhitopasanam. Purvarupam stands for Prithivi Devata. Uttararupam stands for Swargalokaha. Ardyauhu, and the Sandhihi stands for Bhuvarlokaha, Akashaha, and Sandhanam stands for Vayuhu, Vayudevata. Or every loka is looked upon as Devata. Prithivi Devata, Bhuvarloka Devata, Swargaloka Devata, Vayudevata. Ityadhilokam. Now, next. Athadhi Jyotisham. We'll see explanation later on in the commentary. Athadhi Jyotisham. Then, after the meditation upon these devatas pertaining to Loka is over, these devatas, the meditator has to keep aside these devatas pertaining to Loka in his mind. So having kept aside these devatas in his mind, now he has to focus on the other devatas of other field on the same factors of conjunctions of letters. So here, atha adhijyotisham. So, adhijyotisha samhitopasanam now begins. Here, the same factors of conjunctions of letters are there, but the upasa devatas are the ones pertaining to luminaries. So, agnif purvaropam, the prior form is agnihi, agni devata. Aditya uttara ropam, the posterior form is sun, adityaha. Apasandhihi. Apaha is a plural word, feminine gender word, which means waters. Apaha sandhihi. Waters. Apasandhihi. Water is the intermediate. The sandhi is water here. Apasandhihi. Vaidyutasandhanam. When the heat is there, naturally, evaporation will happen, condensation will happen, rains will be there, water will be there. Along with it, what should be there? Vaidyutasandhanam. Vaidyutasandhanam. Sandhanam is here Vaidyutaha, lightning. Ityadhi jyotisham. Athadhi vidyam. Here begins the next meditation. Samhitopasanam. Adhividya samhitopasanam involving the devatas or factors pertaining to the field of learning or knowledge. Acharya purvaropam. The prior form is Acharya, the teacher. Antevasuttararopam. I'm quickly giving the literal meaning. Antevasi. Antevasati iti antevasi. The resident student in a gurukulam. Antevasi student. Uttararopam. Antevasi uttararopam. The posterior form is antevasi, the resident student. Vidya sandhihi. Sandhihi is what here? Vidya, knowledge. The teacher and student are together in a gurukulam. Naturally, knowledge, teaching must happen. Learning must happen. Knowledge. Therefore, vidya sandhihi. Pravachanagam sandhanam. And the pravachanam, a teaching, is a sandhanam. Ityadhi vidyam. So these are the four factors pertaining to the learning or knowledge involved in this meditation. Atha adhiprajam adhipraja samhitopasanam. Samhitopasanam pertaining to the progeny, the factors associated with the progeny or family. Atha adhiprajam mata purvaropam. The prior form is mother. Pitottararopam. The posterior form is father. Prajasandhihi. Prajasandhihi. Progeny is sandhi. Prajananagum sandhanam. Procreation is sandhanam. Prajananagum sandhanam ityadhiprajam. Thus ends the meditation, samhitopasanam, meditation, samhitas pertaining to the progeny or family. Atha dhyatmam. Then, having kept aside the devatas pertaining to the progeny, now the meditator has to focus attention on the devatas of another field. What is another field? The individual body. So here begins the samhitopasanam involving or associated with the parts of an individual body. Adharahanuh purvaropam uttarahanuruttararopam vaksandhihi. Uttarahanuruttararopam vaksandhihi. Jihvasandhanam. Adharahanuhu purvarupam. Uttarahanuhu uttararupam. Vak sandhihi jihvasandhanam. So here, in this samhitopasanam pertaining to the devatas, of an individual body. See, even individual body's parts are not looked upon as just elemental products. They're all looked upon as devatas. Adarahanu devata, Uttarahanu devata, Vak devata. Vak devata. So, all these are looked upon as devatas. That's definitely in upasanam, anything and everything which is looked upon as Bhagavan's manifestation or manifestation of knowledge is revered as devata. People ask, what is the meaning of the word devata? Don't think I'm going out of the track. Just I have to remind you this. What is devata? Devaha is a word, masculine gender word, used to mean even Bhagavan. Devaha means Bhagavan. Devaha means anything effulgent is devaha. Anything which shines is devaha. In fact, anything and everything which becomes known is devaha. Otherwise said to be devata. So everything here is natural. Everything is natural, so every natural phenomenon is devata, including your adharahanuhu, your uttarahanuhu. We can't take anything for granted here. Everything is, in fact, devata only. So, lower jaw அதராகனு போர்வரோபம் அத்யாத்ம சம்ஹிதோபா. இன் திஸ் அத்யாத்ம சம்ஹிதோபாசனம் அதராஹனு, அதராஹனுஹு, ஹனுஹு லிட்டலி மீன்ஸ் சின். ஹியர் வி டேக் இட் ஆஸ் ஜா. அதராஹனுஹு, த லோவர் ஜா இஸ் தி ப்ரிசீடிங் ஃபார்ம், தி ப்ரையர் ஃபார்ம் ஆர் தி ப்ரிசீடிங் ஃபார்ம் ஆர் தி ப்ரிசீடிங் லெட்டர். உத்தராஹனுருத்தரரூபம் உத்தராஹனுஹு, ஹனுஹு இஸ் ஸ்திரீலிங்க சப்த அத்வா அதராஹனுஹு உத்தராஹனுஹு. உத்தராஹனுஹு அப்பர் ஜா, தி அப்பர் ஜா இஸ் தி ஃபாலோயிங் போஸ்டீரியர் ஃபார்ம் ஆர் ஃபாலோயிங் லெட்டர். வாக் சந்திஹி ஸ்பீச் இஸ் தி சந்திஹி. The meeting point, the meeting point. Jihva sandhanam, tongue is the, here the tongue is the linked letter, linking letter, link letter. Ityadhyatmam, iti adhyatmam. Thus ends the meditation pertaining to the individual body. Iti ma mahasagam hitah, iti ma mahasagam hitah. Iti thus imah samhitah. சகம்ஹிதாக when you're chanting. Otherwise, இதிமா இதிமா மஹா சகம்ஹிதாக, இதி இமாஹ மஹா சம்ஹிதாக. Thus, these are the great conjunctions of letters, conjunction of letters. These are great samhitas. Already told you, these ordinary conjunctions of letters or samhitas are said to be great because great devatas are invoked upon these. They serve as alambanani for great devatas. மகாசம்ஹிதாவியாக்யாதாவேத. This is a பலஸ்ருதி. Here begins the பலஸ்ருதி. A Veda mantra which promises the benefit of the practice of this meditation. பிரஜயாபுபிஹி. யஹா, த பர்சன் ஹூ வேத, த வேர்ட் வேத சம்டைம்ஸ் மீன்ஸ் நோஸ். இன் சம் கான்டெக்ஸ்ட் இட் மீன்ஸ் மெடிடேட்ஸ். Similarly, the word Upanishad, which literally means Brahma Vidya, here also means Upasanam. The word Vidya, which means knowledge, also means meditation. Similarly, the word Veda also means knows, it also means meditates. Yaha Veda, whoever meditates upon these Mahasamhitaha, Yetaha, Yaha evam in this manner, whoever in this manner, Yetaha Mahasamhitaha Vyakyataha Veda, whoever meditates on these samhitas, great samhitas, great conjunctions, as mentioned here, as explained here in this Upanishad, in this section, saha, that person, sandhiyate means he becomes united with, literal meaning, which means he becomes blessed. That person, the meditator, becomes blessed with what? Prajaya. Sandhiyate prajaya pashubhihi brahma varchase nanadyena suvargena lokena. So the meditator will be blessed with prajaya, progeny. We should not take progeny for granted. You are blessed with progeny. Pujya Swamiji always used to say this. If you have a baby on the lap, Bhagavan's prasada, Bhagavan's grace. Therefore, even having is a blessing to have children. If you don't have children also, Pujya Swamiji used to say, Bhagavan has blessed you that he wants you totally for spiritual pursuit. Even anything is blessing in life. So here, sandhiyate prajaya pashubhihi. Person is blessed with progeny, pashubhihi, cattle wealth, all forms of wealth, in fact. But here specifically cattle wealth. Brahma varchas, inexplicable radiance, glow reflected on one's face as a result of being given to the discipline of Vedic study. So that glow a person will have, Brahma varchasena. Anna adhyena means even food, etc. Brahma varchasena, anna adhyena, meaning food, and also swargyena lokena. And also with the heavenly light. Heaven. The heavenly world. Which means, as long as he lives in this world, he will enjoy the better prosperity in this world. And after the paradha gets exhausted, even then he will have a better gati, that he will have heavenly world. He will go to heaven and live there. As a result of the punyam he has earned through this practice of meditation. See, here I have to tell you, if a person practices meditation, definitely he will accumulate punyam. If he practices meditation along with the performance of rituals, along with the practice of worship, definitely he will earn more punyam. If he practices meditation and without any specific desire, specific interest in anything, still, this result of practicing meditation will be in the attainment of heaven. Suppose the person is not at all interested even in heavenly life or anything else also specifically, but still if a person practices meditation, and such a meditation is said to be nishkama upasanam. And Shastram says, the person who practices nishkama upasanam, anishkama karma, without having any then his karma and his upasanam becomes nishkama karma, nishkama upasanam. such a person will have the mental steadiness, mental purification, disqualifications required for the attainment of jnanam. So nishkama upasana phalam will be antahkarana naischalyam. So no upasanam will remove ignorance. So only antahkarana naischalyam will be the ultimate benefit. But through that, one can attain jnanam. By way of preparing his mind, one can attain jnanam and moksha. Therefore, upasanam becomes an indirect means. That is why upasanam also is meant by the word Upanishad. Samhitopanishad means Samhita Upasanam alone is said to be Samhitopanishad, because this meditation also, when practiced as an Ishkama Upasanam, contributes for mental steadiness, and it will result, which will result in the attainment of Jnanam and Moksha. So it's said to be Upanishad. Upasanam is said to be Upanishad. Okay. So now let us see what Shankara Bhagavatpada states on this. Atha tasam yatha upanyastanam madhye adhilokam darshanam uchyate. Darshana krama vivakshartaha atha shabdaha sarvatra. See, every time we read athadhi lokam, athadhi jyotisham, athadhi prajam, athadhyatmam, every time in five meditations, a set of five meditations known as Samhitopasanam here, in this Samhitopasanam, in mentioning every meditation, the word Atha comes first. So Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Atha tasam yatha upanyastana madhye. Adhilokam darshanam uchyate. Among these fivefold meditations, mentioned here, the meditation upon the various devatas pertaining to the world, loka, was first introduced. Darshanam uchyate. Here, darshana krama vivakshartaha atashabdaha. Atashabdaha comes everywhere. Atha, atha, atha. Why? The mantra uses this word atha every time, in every meditation is mentioned. The word sentence begins with the word atha. He says, darshana krama vakshartaha. Atha shabda is specifically for showing darshanam here means meditation. Darshana kramaha means the sequence of meditation. Darshananam darshanasya kramaha, the sequence of meditation. So the atha shabda is specifically for showing the sequence of meditation, the order. We cannot change the order. Let me practice first Adiloka Upasanam. Then let me go to Adipraja Upasanam. Then let me come back to Adijyotish Upasanam. Like that, we cannot change the order. The order should not be changed. Therefore, exactly as the order mentioned here, one should follow the sequence. First, Adiloka Upasanam must be practiced. We don't need to worry about it. We are not going to practice this meditation. Still, we have to understand what is being said here. So first, we should practice Adiloka Upasanam. The person who practices this Samhita Upasanam must first practice Adiloka Upasanam. After meditating upon the Adiloka Devatas of in the form of lokas, worlds, then keeping them aside, he should go to Adijyotisha Upasanam. Then he should go to the next one, exactly as mentioned here. So, Atha Shabdaha specifically for showing that Darshana Kramaha should be followed. It should not be changed. Darshana Krama Vivakshartaha Atha Shabdaha Sarvatra. Sarvatra means everywhere. Athadi Jyotisham, Athadi Vidyam, like Athadi Prajam. Atha Shabda comes everywhere. With Atha Shabda coming everywhere in every meditation indicates that the sequence of meditation should not be changed. It must be maintained, followed as it is prescribed here. This is the content of this bhashyam. Atha tasam yatha upanyastana madhye adhilokam darshanam uchyate. Here among these five meditations mentioned, the meditation upon the various devatas pertaining to the worlds is first introduced. First mentioned, uchyate, first meditation is mentioned, first meditation upon devatas in the form of worlds is mentioned first. Then, sarvatra atha shabdaha, the word atha used everywhere. Everywhere means in the beginning of every upasanam is specifically for indicating, vivakshartha means specifically for indicating the sequence of the meditation. Darshana Krama Vivakshartaha. It's specifically for indicating, specifically for expressing the sequence of the meditation. Now, Prithivi Purvarupam. Purvarupam means what? Purvaha Varnaha. Purvaha Varnaha is equal to Purvarupam. So the prior form is what? The preceding letter. The preceding letter is the final letter of the preceding word is the preceding form, prior form. So in this Adiloka Upasanam, Prithivi is the Prithivi, the earth is the prior form, the preceding form, the preceding letter. Samhitayaha, very simple, very easy portion. It should not take very long. So we can go ahead. We are going to see the beautiful, beautiful explanations of Shankara Bhagavatpada, his commentary on the other mantras later on. Now, because we don't want to miss anything, we are going to see every word of this Upanishad. Samhitayaha purve varne prithivi drishtihi. Very simple. Samhitayaha purve varne. I told you, this conjunction of letters is said to be Samhita. Of this Samhita, the four factors, I said, the four factors involved in this Samhita, in this conjunction of letters, that is the preceding letter of the preceding word. Preceding letter is the final letter of the preceding word, is the preceding letter. The first letter of the following word is the following letter. Then the meeting place of the two letters is the sandhi. Then another letter which arrives, which joins newly, is sandhanam, I said. So here Shankaracharya says, samhitayaha purve varne, on the preceding letter, purve varne, on the preceding letter of the samhita, prithivi drishtihi, visualization of prithivi, prithivyaha drishtihi, prithivi drishtihi. So visualization of the prithivi on the preceding letter. It means the preceding letter becomes the alambanam for the preceding letter. Prior form becomes the alambanam for the earth, prithivi. Okay. Samhitayaha purve varne prithivi drishtihi kartavya iti uktam bhavati. He says, visualization of earth must be done on the first, the preceding letter of the Samhita. This is what is said here. He says, kartavya iti uktam bhavati. Tatha dyauhu uttararupam akashaha antarikshalokaha tatha dyauhu uttararupam. In the same way, dyauhu, heaven, must be seen on the following letter, the posterior form. Akashaha. Now he says, what is akashaha? Antarikshalokaha. Shankara Bhagavatpada makes it very clear. Akashaha literally means sky, space, etc. Here he says, antarikshalokaha. Antarikshalokaha, otherwise said to be bhuvarlokaha. Sandhihi. So, madhyam. Purva uttara rupayoho madhyam. Purvottara rupayoho madhyam. Means what? The meeting point of the preceding and the following letters. Sandhi. And that sandhi is what here? Akashaha antarikshalokaha. The intermediary world should be seen on the sandhi. Sandhiyate asmin pura uttara rupe iti. Sandhiyate asmin pura uttara rupe iti. Why? Because now comes sandhanam. Why it's called sandhanam? Sandhanam is that by which the preceding and the following forms, the preceding and the following letters are combined. Sandhiyate means combined. Combined by what? That which comes newly. So sandhanam is that by which the preceding form and the following form are combined. Therefore, it's called sandhanam. And sandhanam here is vayuhu. Vayuhu sandhanam. Sandhiyate anena iti sandhanam. See, he gives two meanings. Purvottara rupe sandhiyate asmin iti sandhihi. Sandhiyate anena iti sandhanam. That by which the preceding and following forms or the letters are combined. Therefore, it's called sandhanam. Ityadhi lokam. See, vayuhu is sandhanam. Sandhanam is vayuhu. So, in this first, adhiloka samhitopasanam, we understand the prior letter is, the prior form is earth, the following form is heaven, the intermediary space is the meeting point, and sandhanam is vayuhu. Iti adhilokam darshanam uktam, thus the meditation upon the world, devatas pertaining to the worlds has been said here, mentioned. Atha adijyotisham ityadi samanam. Now Shankara Bhagavatpada does not want to take much time on this. He says what? Atha adijyotisham ityadi samanam. He knows it is very simple. So, atha then adijyaushitam ityadi. Other meditations such as adijyotisha samhitopasanam, adipaja samhitopasanam, adiviti samhitopasanam, adhyadhi samhitopasanam, all these samhita upasanani are all in the same manner. Adijyotisham ityadi samanam. What does it mean? In this manner, how the upasanam pertaining to the universe has been mentioned, the same way the order of meditations, all four meditations, this is the order of all four meditations also, such as the meditation upon luminaries, etc., should be understood. So now we have to understand ourselves. Already I have explained briefly. Shankara Bhagavatpada really does not comment upon that. And he straightaway goes to iti imaha, ityuktaha, upapradashyante, iti, thus, imaha, these meditations, ityuktaha, which have been mentioned here, upapradashyante, all these meditations are Then he straightaway he goes to the Palashruti. Shankara Bhagavatpada does not really comment upon the rest of the Upasanani. He just helps us to understand. This is how you have to understand all other four Samhita Upasanani. Each luminary must be luminary, or each aspect of each field must be visualized upon respective form, respective letter, respective aspect of the conjunction of letters, and one should practice meditation. If a person practices the Samhitopasanam, what is the benefit? Now, Shankara Bhagavatpada comments upon that Palashruti. Yaha kaschid, whoever, whichever person, evam, in this manner, yetaha mahasamhitaha vyakhyataha veda. See, veda is equal to upaste. Shankara Bhagavatpada states veda is equal to upaste. So, whichever person meditates upon these great samhitas, meditates on these great samhitas, great conjunctions of letters, explained here, yakaschite evam etaha mahasamhitaha vyakhyataha veda upaste. Now he says, veda iti upasanam syat. The word veda, even though it also means knows, here upasanam syat, it should be taken in the sense of meditating only. Vijnana adhikarat, because of the section where it is used. The word veda, the verb vedaha, not vedaha, veda, the verb veda, the word veda, being used in the section pertaining to meditation, the word Veda should be taken in the sense of upasanam, meditating only. Okay. And he says, the word Veda does not mean knows. It means only meditates. And he says, finally, we are going to see, iti prachina yogya upasva iti vacha iti cha vachanat. Finally, we are going to see the name of the teacher and the student. Prachina yogya upasva. We have yet to read this portion. We have not yet read the mantra. Prachina yogya is a word. The Shankar Bhagavatpada himself gives three meanings. You're going to see that later on. Prachina yogyaha means, yogyaha means one who deserves, the eligible person, deserving person is yogyaha. The person who deserves the ancient knowledge, ancient wisdom, prachina. The word prachina means ancient. The word prachina meaning ancient stands for ancient wisdom. The person who deserves the ancient wisdom is said to be prachina yogyaha. The person who deserves or who practices this ancient discipline of meditation, says with prachina yogyaha. And the very name itself, the student's name itself may be prachina yogyaha. So his teacher addresses him as, hey prachina yogya, upasva, may you practice this meditation. May you meditate. Upasva, may you meditate. May you practice this meditation, he says. And this sentence, this instruction of the teacher to his student, Prachina Yogyaha, also proves that the word Vedaha, the word Veda means only meditation, does not mean knowledge. So whoever practices Tisamhitopasanam, commentary on Palashruti is not yet over. He just started stating. Et Mahasagumhita Vyakhyata Veda. There he started commenting upon a sentence. Yakaschit evam, whoever in this manner, etaha mahasamhitaha vyakhyataha veda, whoever meditates on these great conjunctions of letters, he states that, he stops and he explains the word veda is equal to veda means upaste, meditates. And he wants to make it very clear, the word Veda does not mean knows in this context. It means only meditates because it comes in the context of the section pertaining to meditation. Vijnana Adhikarat. Adhikara here means what? Adhikara does not mean right here. Adhikara means the section, the chapter. Vijnana Adhikara, as this word comes in the portion, the chapter, the section, discussing only the topic of meditation, the word Veda definitely means only meditates, does not mean knows. One reason. Then he gives another supporting. Sentence. Prachina Yogya Upasva. He quotes, Shankara Bhagavatpada quotes this sentence from the same Upanishad. When the section ends, there the teacher, the student, may you meditate. He calls him, hey, Prachina Yogya Upasva. Oh, student Prachina Yogya, may you meditate. The teacher's instruction also makes it very clear, the word Veda means only meditates. It does not mean knowledge or no. Iticha Vachanat, from the instruction of the teacher to the student also, it is understood that it means only meditates. Now, Shankara Bhagavatpada explains beautifully what is upasanam. What is upasanam? Upasanam cha yatha shastram tulya pratyaya santatihi asankirna cha atat pratyayahi shastrokta alambana vishayacha. Very beautiful, very beautiful definition of meditation. We'll see next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.